Please open your Bibles to the book of James, the first chapter. James chapter 1 in your Scofield Bible, page 1306, 1306. Starting with the 12th verse, we'll read responsibly through verse 16. The 12th verse is the text verse for this morning's message. Shall we stand, please, for the reading of this passage, as is our custom at First Baptist? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted for God. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And let's read the 16th together. Do not err, my beloved brethren, and let's pray.
If you're visiting, I'd like to remind you that those are three very important women in my life. Mrs. Hiles was on your right. Our youngest daughter, Cindy, was on your left, and our granddaughter, Teresa, was in the center, and the old man is about to preach. And I want you to open your Bibles again to James chapter 1. I'm going to read for you, as you follow me, the text verse, verse 12. And I'm going to ask you to keep your Bibles open to that verse, because we're going to look at that verse twice, at least two more times in the sermon. One of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Now, notice it says man, because woman does not have to endure, because she gets to live with man. But men have trials. There, it's spelled W-O-M-E-N, but somebody said that God made earth and rested. He made animals and rested. He made man and rested. He made woman, and neither God nor earth or man has rested ever since. I'm going to preach the Word of God whether you like it or not. But blessed is the man that endureth, and that's a key word, temptation. The word temptation here is the word trials. It could mean tempted to do something wrong, but what it means is when you're tested by trials. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation or trial, for when he is tried, we'll come back to that in a minute, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Our Heavenly Father, I want to be a blessing today to so many of our people. And I want to not only be a blessing today, but I want to be a blessing tomorrow and many tomorrows to come to those who will need this sermon when the years pass. And as they pass, bless me as I speak, and these precious ones as they hear. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to tell you this morning about an opportunity that many of you have today. If you do not have it today, it will come in your life. This comes from a little conversation I had with a lady. She's here this morning in our church. She came and I walked in, and she walked in and she sat down and immediately put her head in her hands and began to weep. And she said, "Preacher, it is never going away. It is never going away." Now, I knew what she meant. I did not know what her burden was, but she meant that she had a burden that would never go away. It's an admirable thing to face a crisis and to go through it. It is also an admirable thing to face a tough period in your life and then go through that tough period in your life. It's an admirable thing to fight a battle. Whether you win it or lose it, you stay in the battle until it's over and the victory comes, or perhaps not, but you go through the battle. It's a wonderful thing and an admirable thing to take a blow and keep on going. But this verse does not talk about a crisis through which you pass. This verse does not talk about a tough period of your life that you must go through. It is not talking about a battle that will end. This verse does not apply to those. I want you to look at the verse again, please, if you would, and notice what it says. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Now look at me. That endureth temptation. The word endureth there is a very interesting word. It means to live with. It means to abide under. What he's talking about is blessed is the man that whose problem will never go away. Blessed is the man who lives with it the rest of his life. Blessed is the man who abides under his problem. It never leaves. It is for life. Now listen carefully and I'll help you. By the way, if you don't need this sermon this morning, store it away. You're going to need it someday. You're going to come to a place in your life where your problems are not those that you go through, but that you go into, and they stay. I'm talking this morning about an illness that cannot be cured. I'm talking this morning about a burden that will never lighten. I'm talking this morning about a heartache that will never leave. I'm not talking about a heartache through which you pass. I'm talking about one that you will have until your dying day. I'm talking about a sorrow that cannot be removed. I'm talking about a cloud that will never lift. I'm talking about an enemy that will never surrender. I'm talking about a wound that will never heal. I'm talking about a mistake that cannot be corrected. Or I'm talking maybe even about some sin that sharpens your memory. But this morning I'm talking about something under which you must endure. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation. That person that is going through something, enduring something, he'll always endure it. It is for yours for life. I'm talking about Mr. Loren. That cane he has will be there until he gets to heaven. Then he'll have a golden cane. But he's living today under an illness that will not be cured. I'm talking about Mrs. Stevens, my dear sister, who for these years has had a burden that will never go away. It's not the kind of thing that came and passed. It's the kind of thing that will never go away. I'm talking about Mrs. Harrington. I'm talking about Mrs. Hershberger. I'm talking about Trina Staten and her family. I'm talking about Don Boyd's family. I'm talking about our blind friend, Brother Bob Keeler. I'm talking about Randy and Mrs. Rogers. I'm talking about the deaf people who will be deaf until their eyes are open when they see the Savior. I'm talking about the blind people who will abide or endure or live with this problem the rest of their lives. I'm talking about this morning, those of you, and let me say again, if you're not there, you'll be there. I promise you the day is going to come and you'll have problems that won't flee, problems that won't go away. You'll have burdens that will not be lifted. You'll have heartache that will never leave your heart. And I'm talking today about those. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. He lives under it all the time. Your sight will never be restored. The time when you will never hear again. You will never take another unaided step. Your marriage will never or cannot be restored or salvaged. Your child will never be normal. You cannot burn hastily built bridges. Your limp is there to stay. Your cancer is a permanent companion. And as I said a while ago, one of these days it will come upon you. Now, my Bible gives a special blessing to those who have to live with it. Now, I've been looking around the building this morning. They're everywhere. They're in the choir. They're everywhere, all over the building. I've watched you. Every section has people. Your problem will never go away. You're a mission man. And you'll never have your life restored to what it was. And you live. It doesn't matter whether it's your fault or not. It hurts just as much. Or you're deaf and you'll never hear again. Or you're blind, you'll never see again. Or you're in the educable slough and you'll live your life with a handicap of some kind. I want to talk to you because God says to you, He has a special blessing. Now I want you to notice what that blessing is. I want you to notice it says, look at the verse again please if you would. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life. Look at me. A crown means, look at me,